Welcome to episode 31 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. I'm your host, Sarah, and with me today we've got Lindsay,
Hello.
Rachel,
Hi.
Kim,
Hello.
Gabby,
Hello.
Justine.
Hey guys.
And Justine, I want to thank you for filling in for me last week. You did an awesome job.
I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
I listened to it last night. It was great. So, yeah, you did a really good job.
Yay, thank you. Glad I made you proud.
Today we've got a good amount of things to do. We got some housekeeping things to take care of, and then we're going to talk about the past 2 weeks' episodes, and then we're going to talk about some headcanons for the upcoming event of the year, Killian and Emma's wedding.
Guys, I'm so
It will be spoiler-free discussion, so it's purely just going to be what we want to happen, what we would like to see happen. Anything that has already been released that anyone might know about, we are not going to discuss it for those who wish to remain spoiler-free.
A lot of us don't know because we're spoiler-free.
I think, am I the only one who's not spoiler-free who's here?
No, I'm not
I
spoiler-free.
tried
Okay,
really, I
I
did
was
everything
spoiled too.
possible and still got spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Sarah.
But yeah, I'm over it at this point. It's okay. So I want to start first with an email that we got regarding our topic from last week, which we went back through and discussed the first five episodes of 6B. And this was an email from Brenna, and she wanted to give her thoughts on 6-11, Tougher Than the Rest. And this is
Alrighty.
what she says. Because obviously that was a little controversial. Some people loved it, some people hated it, but everyone kind of had really strong opinions about that episode. So she says, "I'm choosing to view this episode from a positive standpoint. Are there other things I might have liked to see? Of course. However, I enjoyed watching it on Sunday night and found myself rewatching it on both Monday and Tuesday. Some of my favorite moments. The flashback scene with August. She's a little disappointed that the backstory about the Swan family returning a young Emma when they had a baby of their own is apparently not canon, but she likes the idea of a determined little girl making the decision to take control of her life. Also, she says she saw on Tumblr that that Emma was using her baby blanket to keep warm. Which I missed. I have to go back and
I saw
rewatch
that,
that.
and it hurt my heart.
She loved the Captain Charming bromance. They are definitely my favorite non-romantic pair on the show. The revelation that Gideon's motivations are more complex than simply wanting to kill Emma. I admit that I don't understand why he believes that he has to do this in order to save the community that he wants to protect, but I'm glad that he's not simply a hired gun for his grandmother, the Black Fairy. Although,
Now we
we now
know.
know that that's actually the case. The reunion moment between Killian and Emma, if only we could all be greeted with such love and support. Finally, I'm making the decision to view the Wish Realm hook scene as completely hilarious and ridiculous. I know that Colin and Jen have said that they had a fantastic time filming it, and it truly was very funny. I would certainly have liked to see a scene in which Princess Emma was wooed by Captain Hook, but if we can't have that, I'm happy with a gentlemanly, gray-haired Killian who believes that he is on a rescue mission.
It was brilliant. It was.
It did. It was really funny.
Then we also have an email from Marianne. Marianne was kind enough to join us last week on the show, and it was fantastic getting to listen to her be on the episode. So she says that there were some additional things she wanted to add that she didn't get a chance to talk about during the recording. She says, "I wanted to add that the fact that Jen and Colin recognizing who I was when I said so as the Nerd Machine writer, and then proceeded to thank me for the kind words and so many lovely things, means so very much to me and is a testament to who they are. I may write from a positive perspective very purposely, but I'm also honest. So to know that they have actually read my words, my work that I pour my heart into, is something that is incredibly special to me. I can't even properly express how much, but I feel gratitude, validation, and elation. It also goes to show that although we may not always see, they do pay attention and read things and are so grateful for their fans. They are not only exceptional actors, but truly exceptional people."
Oh, it was lovely. And very true. I love them.
They're such great people.
So, moving on to episode 16 of the season, Mother's Little Helper, which was an Adam and Eddie collab episode with Paul Karp.
Who did the teleplay, right?
Yeah. So, what did we think?
Too much spider action, but a very good episode.
A lot of people hated the spider, yeah.
I don't mind.
I enjoyed the spider.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to like learning more about Gideon and the Black Fairy. I was very like, I could really... Like, I'm neither here nor there on these characters. Like, I'm not super invested in them. But I liked learning about them. And also, like, Jamie Murray is, like, knocking this out of the park. Like, she's so good.
I really want to cosplay the Black Fairy. Because her outfits are amazing. And
the long gown?
Yeah.
They're like honestly the better Elsa than cave. What
it's like, mean, yeah, and it's got, like, a been. Tree-type... velvety thing, and then like her dream catchers in her hair, and like I know I just went blonde, but wigs, man, wigs.
it's also really good to have like a cracking villain like that back on the show. Like I don't feel like we've had a decent villain for a very long time.
But we didn't really have one in 6A. There was
exactly.
No,
like... had like the evil queen, but she was kind of.
I don't really consider that, like, a villain, though.
No.
Like, but yeah. It's not, like, when the Wicked Witch came on.
Well, we had
when...
Jekyll and Hyde, didn't we? That whole
for
thing.
Four
but,
episodes.
Yeah.
I don't even think they were really villains. They didn't really do
exactly. So it's good we've actually gotten a proper cracking villain back on the show. And it's...
Who, like, has a clear goal of what they want to do. The Evil Queen, which is kind of there. Like, no one really knew quite what her motivations were.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Emma and Gideon scenes.
Me too.
Like, a lot. Like, they have really good chemistry together.
He's great.
Yeah.
He is knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
It's got that season one vibe as well, doesn't it? That episode.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When she bitch slaps him, like...
That was great.
Like, that was, like, best scene right there.
Also, like, little Gideon reading her handsome hero to, like, that other little kid. That was really touching. And it made my little Bellstan heart beat a little faster.
He's doing such a good job of playing both sides of the light and the dark and the confliction between two. Like, it's awesome.
I also like the fact that Rumpel saved Emma. I don't know why.
Me
like,
too.
He just showed up out of nowhere. I was like, what?
Because
okay.
I saw the poof of magic and I was like, oh, it's for Gina. And it wasn't. And I was like.
Yeah, that I really wasn't expecting that. But at the same time, it kind of makes sense.
After we saw it the week and when he's tried to save, what do you call him, Bay? What the bay, what you call him? I don't even know his name anymore.
Bagel, Bay, Neil.
Yeah, I call him Bagel and I'm like, I can't call him Bagel here. It's not a safe place to call him that. Just call him Neil. He's fine.
In regards to like Rumpel, I have been on this struggle with him from day one where I hate him more than anything, but also because Robert is so good and he can have that sense of vulnerability that makes you want to feel sorry for him when he does some of these scenes, I still always in the back of my mind have this one little sliver of maybe he'll be redeemed and maybe...
Right?
So it's like when he came to save Emma, I was like, no, there's that feeling again that maybe this season, because of Gideon, he'll finally get his redemption arc that... I don't think he deserves it, but at this point, like...
I think
I'm game
he's
going
to sacrifice himself.
That's what I think.
Again.
Yeah, I'm really thinking
but
that he's going to sacrifice
gonna...
himself for Gideon and everyone.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, like, successfully sacrifice himself? Because all the
And well, Neil's not going to be here himself. To bring him back and ruin his sacrifice.
Yes, Lindsay.
Well, for me, I would prefer him just to remain evil. I think that's how he plays it best. When Neil died, they tried to like redeem him a little bit, but I hated him. But I'd rather be full on evil. I prefer him.
I think it. I think it's because Robert Carlyle is like, I don't understand this character anymore because he's so kind of wishy-washy. Like, is he good? Is he bad? Is he somewhere in between? I don't have a clear idea anymore.
I think it's because of Rumbel. Like, they need to get rid of the whole Rumbel thing. And otherwise, and then he could be all bad because he's trying to stay good for Belle.
He's tall, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I know that 5A...
co-parents without having a relationship. I'm just
So. I don't understand why once never went that route, like, with Marion. Like, that could have easily have just been, like, a divorce plot. They didn't need to kill off a woman of color to bring back another white character.
But yet, Selena's part of, like, the hero gang now, kind of. Like, I don't get it.
Is she? Like,
ish, yeah, I don't know where we stand.
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, they just kind of stopped, like, trying to kill her. And I think they call it a day.
They just accept that she's there.
Yeah,
like, they just kind of begrudgingly accept that she's there, and she's, like, this crazy aunt to a lot of them. She's the vodka aunt at family reunion.
She's going to be, like, the highlight of the wedding reception.
She's going to be in heaven. Her OTP just got married, guys. Like, she's going to be so excited.
Can she give a speech? I want her to give the speech.
I want her to be like, y'all, like, I made this happen ever since I cursed Hook's lips.
You're welcome.
She'll be a bit drunk on at the wedding. She'll be like, yeah. Here I am!
We've already moved on.
I
want to
say
this.
I'm literally going to be vodka aunt.
I love being vodka aunt. It is the best kind of aunt to be.
You know what's even better than vodka aunt? Rum cousin.
I'm just laughing because I got rum drunk at my cousin's wedding.
AKA me at every family event.
So yeah, Blackbeard with Ace. I love
Yeah, can we talk about Killian willing to sacrifice his ship again to get back to Emma?
Hello. Killian didn't give a fuck. He was like, yeah, like, fine, cool.
I was having to get 16.
As he was doing that, I'm like, he's gonna be like, oh wait, it's in Storybrooke, let's go! And then he didn't.
That's where I thought he was gonna go with it, because obviously it wasn't there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was like a win-win for him, because either he won and got the bean, or he lost, and they were gonna have to take the bean anyway to Storybrooke, in his mind.
I was so happy they sent him to Neverland, though. Like, even though we only got, like, tiny little snippets of Neverland, I was like, it's Neverland!
It wasn't Neverland, though. It looked very different. You can tell.
It's because it was actually outside.
They're actually outside.
Because, yeah, they just decided they didn't give a fuck and we're just going to film in the woods of Vancouver instead of trying to make it look like Neverland.
Also, shout out to Colin's amazing running. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Five out of five stars.
Thank you for not killing yourself.
He runs funny.
Thanks for, like, he does. He, like, kind of runs, like, a little, like...
Is it bad that, like, I thought initially it was going to be his, like, that was his stunt double because I figured they wouldn't want him to run because they knew he'd hurt himself?
Well, Annie was, like, trying to, like, hold his sword and, like, awkwardly, like,
he's also, like, wearing boots. Like, you can't run in boots.
Yeah, he can. I all the time.
His are, like, pointed, though. Like, he has those pointed boots.
Yeah, he has pointed boots on. He's running on sand. Like, you're gonna run a lot.
That's what it is. It's not he's running on sand.
Yeah. I just love the Jack Sparrow, like, gifts that popped up after that episode aired.
Yeah.
Great. I love this fandom. Yeah.
So great. Or there's also that one video where it's like it's him running, but it's to that like music, and I died.
So what do we rate this episode, Lindsay?
A healthy 8.
Rachel, bless you.
I didn't know we were rating. I'm not prepared. 9.
Kim.
Last week's episode?
No, two weeks ago.
The spider
two
one.
Ago? Oh, the spider one?
No. The one we've been talking about this whole time.
Well, I'm sorry, they blended together. Like Justine said earlier, they, like, morph into one. I did not like spider episodes, so I would give it, like, a 5.
Gabby, what would you give it, then?
I gave it a 9. Kim, I'm
No, last week was a 9. Actually, last week was a 10.
No, last week was a 10.
Okay, yeah.
Justine?
Can we?
Yeah, I have to agree with Lindsay. I'd give it a strong 8, 8.5.
I would also go with 8. I'm deducting really
points for no Captain Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm such a dick.
I love the episode, but again, they were dragging out the reunion too long, so.
Yeah. It did kind of feel like a little bit of filler.
There's more to the show than Captain Swan, people.
There is, yeah. But I was so...
Gabby and I gave it a 9.
I was bored.
Okay, Ray,
like,
we hate you, Ray.
I was bored, I'm sorry. Like, you were talking about how you wanted to learn more about Gideon and that backstory, and that's great. I don't care.
I care about learning about Gideon, but I liked learning about him unexpectedly.
It was Emma episode. I really liked everything with Emma in that.
I mean, I liked
to see Emma again as well. Actually, more screen time for Emma as well, which was great.
Yeah,
always good for more Emma.
All right, maybe I'll adjust because I really liked Snow like standing up for Emma's decision. Like, I really liked. Because it was, like, season 1, season 2 Snow.
Yeah.
And, geez Louise, I missed that. So, okay. All right. I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
Yay! You all have an opinion, Kim. And this is what we score things for, you know. So don't feel like you can't tell us your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6.
But,
it
was
beautifully done, except for the CGI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. we just kind of expect that, like, the CGI isn't going to be great.
It's like its own character.
Yeah. You warn people when they start watching. You're like, the CGI.
That's literally the first thing out of my mouth. Like, okay, the CGI is horrible, but once you get past that, it's actually not that bad.
not that bad.
Like, this is an HBO with, like, their, like, fucking hyper-realistic dragons.
All right. Moving on to episode 17, Awake, by Andrew Shambliss and Leia Fong. Wow. This was, hands down for me, best episode of the season.
Yeah, same.
So good. It was so good.
Oh, I was a mess.
When you finally watched it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had things to do, like sleep.
I'm obsessively texting Rachel, like, have you watched it? Why haven't you watched it? Go home and watch it.
I had a date,
and I had to sleep.
I was a sobbing wreck. Sobbing wreck. Like, I remember I popped into the group chat and said, look, I have never cried this hard about this show. The only other time, like, I, like, actually sobbed was when they killed Killian. And then, apart from that, there's just been, like, you know, quiet, streamy tears. Yeah. No. I was sobbing, almost hyperventilating, crying.
Becca? Yeah. I watched the episode twice because I'm on West Coast, so I watch at 5 o'clock through a live stream, and then if the episode's good, then I'll watch it live at 8 o'clock. And I was on a group Skype chat with Jenna, Kristen, and April, and I think Lindsay popped in, and then I went to bed because it was like super late and I had work in the morning. But like, I would like hold up my computer and like they'd be able to watch too on my TV. And like, oh my god, it was so good. It was just so good.
I woke up at, like, 4 in the morning, and I was like, oh, it's Swan's time. And then Jenna was messaging me, like, saying, like, have you watched it yet? Because I didn't have work on the Monday, but I got drunk the night before. Now it goes. So I was still pretty drunk, and then Jenna was like, oh, come on Skype and watch the episode. So, yeah, I watched it with everyone on Skype, and it's funny when you watch it with people, because I was, like, crying, like, oh, which bit are you at? And I'm like, I'm just crying because of everything. I mean, snowing, CS, it was just beautiful.
It was such a roller coaster. Like, you went from tears of happiness to heartbroken to happiness, and it was like, I at one point I'm just thinking, like, I don't know what I'm crying about. Am I happy? Am I sad? I don't know.
I'm just crying.
Just crying for 42 minutes. Like,
I was Snapchatting Sarah as I watched it. Like, it was just like, I was trying to eat, and then I was like sobbing at my food. And then I moved to the couch. I'm like, Sarah, what is this show?
It was so nice to see snowing, like, the way that they should be.
I'm not crying, just thinking about it.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how I felt about that snowing flashback. Because for, like, the entire time that it was there, I was convinced it was a dream. But also, like, as much as I... It's not that I don't like it, I'm just kind of ambivalent to the retcon. That retcon gave us a wonderful, daddy charming moment.
Yeah.
And my heart was just like, oh my god.
That was the scene that made me cry the most. Was when they opened the door and were looking at Emma.
Oh yeah.
And then when I closed the door, and then Emma looked.
I was like,
ah!
Okay, I noticed something. Snow had to be the one to close the door. Because he already closed the door to the wardrobe, and he wasn't going to close the door on his little girl again.
Oh my god.
And I'm going to cry again.
Fuck this show.
This fucking show.
Which, I'm sure they didn't even think about that, but you know.
I bet Josh did.
Josh and Ginny did. That's like, they're the only ones who would do something like that, who would...
And Charming's such a sucker for Emma, like, she's such a daddy's girl, and, like, it kills me, because I'm also a total daddy's girl, so whenever I see scenes, like, in anything that are, like, daddy-daughter moments, I'm, like, stuff. I'm just a mess. I'm just garbage.
You could, like, almost see David, like, having to, like, physically kind of plant his feet in the ground to, like, stop himself from just running through that door. To, like, go and be with his baby girl.
I really liked the fact that it was, like, a flashback thing.
Yeah, I really like how it ended up being. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it, because... I don't know, I really liked that. But see, what I don't get is, what was the... Was Regina the, like, great evil that made the pixie flower bloom?
I guess so.
Or is it going to come back... Yeah. Or is it going to come back and be, like...
The blackberry was there.
Something
all
was trying
along.
To get through or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's a build-up over time. A build-up over time called the villains have had, like, every season there's been somebody coming in.
No, this is from... Yeah. No. This was...
Oh, the flashback. Oh, sorry. The flashback. Yeah.
It was there because Regina was there. Because she's, at that point in the series, was the truest evil in Storybrooke.
Kim,
you have thoughts on this?
I have thoughts. So, if you look between how many bloomed because of the Black Fairy, it's, like, proportionate, right? So, like, Regina's kind of, like, diet evil, right? Like, she tries to be evil, but she wasn't always evil. But, like, the Black Fairy was always evil, so that's why you have a field of friggin' of those poppies, right? So then, in Storybrooke, the one popped up in the cement there, only the one, because it's Regina, and she's diet evil.
Diet evil if you slaughter entire villages?
I mean...
Apparently the Black Fairy's a lot worse, so...
Yeah.
That's true. Wait, I mean, Lindsay
has
harbored children.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm thinking, but then Rumpel is also the dark one, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like... he wasn't woken up yet. True.
That's true.
But then, when he woke up, didn't we? And then he happened to find it. Mm.
I love the fact that he rigged the curse to when he heard Emma's name to be when he woke up. Because I remember that in the first one. I'm like, I always wondered about that. Like, did he know before, or was it because, like, Emma's name? And then when they went back and explained it, I was like, oh my god, this is so perfect.
Let's move on to the other moment that totally fucked me up. Which was
the shadow.
Oh, yes! Killian's shadow.
With the little hook shadow.
Like, the CGI for the shadows has improved.
Yeah. Why can't we put that on a spider, for Christ's sake?
Because spiders don't matter, Kim.
Spider lives matter, Rachel.
No, they don't. They definitely do not.
But also, like, oh my god. I love how Emma was like, where is he? Where is Hook? It's like, Emma, you were on Neverland. Like, this is clearly a shadow. Come on, girl.
Well, it was just so unexpected. And then...
Like, and then he left.
Emma was asking, like, the shadow, like, about him. And then I feel like the shadow looked sad. I don't know, but I get the feeling that it was sad. Yeah. And I was like, he's saying goodbye!
That is almost that's what that was.
Yeah.
Another goodbye.
He gave up his chance to get home so she could have the
wand shard
thing.
And then Emma was like, no. Fuck this shit.
Well, see, I didn't understand what he was doing at first. Mm-hmm. When he was, like, dragging it in the ground, I'm like, is he gonna make, like, a rabbit hole and, like, hop in it? Like,
yeah, I thought he was making a portal or something. I totally forgot about the shadows.
And then the shadow came up.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's gonna send the shadow back to her! And like, oh!
So does he get his shadow back?
Where's his shadow? I guess?
We don't know. Maybe.
I mean, is it a problem? Is it a problem if he doesn't have a shadow? I mean, I forgot that word.
I feel like it could be.
You'll have to get Wendy to sew it back on.
Damn it, Wendy.
Can we just talk about that snow moment where she's like, no, we kind of failed you once before when we had this opportunity to go and rescue you, so you need to take that so you can have Killian by your side during this final battle. And I was like, Snow supporting and caring for Emma? Like, what is this?
It was beautiful. I did love Snow in this episode, Buzz.
Because she was more like season one, season two Snow, where she actually cared about Emma.
I think another thing that contributes to that is the fact that they don't have as much screen time as they used to either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, then Emma was like, okay, I'm going to get my man, you know?
I'm going to go get my pirate. I'm going to just stumble through this door like a
dumb. I like how she doesn't even, like, pay attention. She just sees them, snatches them, and, like, drags them back.
Yeah, some lost boys.
Yeah, she's messing around.
She just shoves that one lost boy just out of the way. She's like, move!
So, yeah, second proposal.
Much better.
Oh, my God.
It was beautiful. It
was so beautiful.
The fact that Colin, the way he can act with his eyes, because if you compare the first proposal to the second proposal, there's so much angst in his eyes in the first one, but then in this one, he's just so genuinely happy and, like, ready to go, and, like, it just goes to show, like, what a great actor he is, that he can just convey that with, like, looks only.
Mm-hmm. It was so great. I loved that he kind of mirrored her words from the first proposal, where Emma's like, what do you say? And then hands him the ring. And he gets down on one knee and he's like, what do you say, Swan? Will you marry me?
And I'm like,
I love that she got on the floor with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's showing that, like, they're just unequal footing. They're equal in their relationship and in their marriage. And I'm going to get really emotional.
It was perfect. Made me really it was better than anything I could have ever imagined.
And she was like, she was crying. I was like, I'm crying. We're all crying. It's like, everyone's crying. I thought Killian's gonna cry, but he didn't because I think he was in shock.
He was just
so happy. He was just happy to, like, be back because obviously he'd admitted to himself, like, I'm not gonna get out of this. I'm gonna make sure Emma's okay, but he made it back, and he's just so happy, and it's a bit overwhelming, and it's like,
I wish she clicked the hook in for him, though. That's the only thing. Because she handed it back to him, but I wish she was the one to, like, click it back in place.
That would have been really nice. But, you know, things happen. Also, his little giggle smile when she said yes.
It's, like, my favorite gif.
Oh, Kim.
You see what I'm doing with my eyes? Now look.
You see the difference?
No, Tyra.
I'm pretty sure Tyra taught Colin how to act with his eyes. I'm kind of tired. If there's not a fanfic out there of that, I need to write that.
You should just do it. That'd be so funny.
Next top model AU.
No, it's like Killian's watching it, like one of the, like, the marathons.
Like a marathon of it on some network.
And he's, like, sitting there at the TV, like, doing, like, eyes, and, like, Emma walks in, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, nothing.
And it's Tyra on the screen.
He currently changes the channel to like something not America's Next Top Model.
Just flops over to like porn or something. See, Swan, I'm just watching porn.
It's probably better. Manly stuff.
Oh. Also, in my head, Killian's a big Alton Brown fan.
Oh.
He was just like, here.
Can't just that.
And I'm sad.
Also, back to the episode.
I mean, the problem is, we could talk about this episode all day, but...
Yeah.
Time constraints and all that.
Yeah. Can we just talk about, like, the last scene where, and how they break the curse? Because I thought that was really clever.
It took me a hot second to realize what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wait, is this, like, really possible? Is this going to work? So it was a fun spin.
I didn't understand the logic, but I just...
Yeah, I just accepted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's once upon a time, accept it.
I was sobbing, so I couldn't comment on the plausibility of said curse breaking. Mm-hmm. I was just sobbing.
I was sobbing.
But I also liked how it was kind of like... The Charmings and Emma have given so much for Storybrook and all its residents, so it's nice to see them giving something back to them.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a great episode. I give it a 10 out of 10. I would even go higher, like 20 out of 10. It was amazing.
I'm going to go 21 out of 10.
Go ahead, Lindsay, sorry. I was going to say I give it an infinity, but...
to infinity and beyond!
Anyways, continue. Sorry, shutting up.
Lindsay?
I would give it 100 out of 10.
Gabby?
A 10.
Justine?
I mean, like, can I give it an infinity out of 10? Because it was so fucking good.
Kim did.
Then fine, I give it infinity plus 1 out of 10.
Well done, writers. You finally got it this season.
You finally pleased us.
All right. So we had a comment from our good friend Allison in regards to the proposal.
What a loser, Allison. Ew.
Just kidding, I love you.
By the way, this is in all caps. Not that I would expect any less. So she says, Jesus fucking Christ, sobbing mess. Also, did anyone else notice Emma was wearing a Mary Margaret-esque shirt? I wasn't fond of it until the end when I got all emotional over Charming Family Feels. I just can't. Allison, I love you because you're trying to talk about the proposal and you just talk about Emma's shirt. This is why we're friends.
Sarah and I found it. And it's like $300.
Are you kidding? For that pilgrim looking shirt?
It's Peter Pan collar.
Peter Pan collar, okay.
I really like the Peter Pan collar look on Jen.
I love it. I need one.
Well. Yeah, I know. I've been trying to find one, but like they like don't exist now since we need one. So thanks.
Good time. So we've also got a Facebook comment from Claire Moore, who said that she loved it. She enjoyed the snowing part, and the rescue of Killian was wonderful.
I felt like I wanted to see Emma, like more in the fray for the rescue of Killian, but, I mean, I'll take what I can get.
There was so much you were trying to jam-pack in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a content-filled episode. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, like, one thing after another.
And that's what we kind of said we enjoyed the most.
So, Jenna's thoughts on episode 616 were that Jamie Murray and Giles both slayed. She never went from, oh man, he's not that bad, to what the fuck, asshole, to oh my god, poor baby, faster than when watching Gideon's progression in this episode. Killian and Blackbeard need a spinoff, and Major Neverland feels. She gives it a 9 out of 10. And then for... episode 617, she says, I love me some Tiger Lily. Kind of wish we knew more of her relationship with the Black Fairy. I never thought I would get feelings from a shadow, but I did, okay. Using the pixie petals to find your true love. I like this. Burst through the portal door, a wild swan appears. Proposal part 2 was even more beautiful than the first one. David so easily brushing off Killian's past, acknowledging that he's a changed man. That's how you bro TP. Which, yeah, we didn't talk about that scene, but oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, how he just, it didn't even bother him. Like, he's just like, I know, that's not you.
No hesitation.
Because he shares Snow's heart, and she can forgive anyone.
Oh my god, you just took it to another level, Kim. Fuck you.
Can she, sometimes she's quite shady as ass, Snow.
She is, but he's got the heart, he's got the part of her heart.
Yes.
That, yeah.
I like I like that. Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Gabby, aren't you proud? I am now on the ink train.
you've justified that for me now, so cheers to you.
You're welcome.
I mean, Killian's paid for it several times over, dying for them all and everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then the open hand on his shoulder, David.
She also brings up another great point. I love how they broke the sleeping curse. It felt very appropriate. And I love that Killian didn't even hesitate to drink from the cup first. Yeah, he was the first one that was like, give me that cup.
He's like, no hesitation.
I love
he's
that.
He's part of it. He's full on, like, redeemed. Like, you know, we know this for a while, but I think now the show is just, like, hammering it down. He is redeemed. He's our hero now.
Mm-hmm.
Our handsome hero, as we like to say.
So she gives it a 10 out of 10. Yeah, so let's move on to our main topic for the day, which is wedding headcanons, or basically what we want to see happen in the wedding episode, not what we know will happen, just what we want in our perfect
spoiler-free headcanon.
Perfect little world of awesome fanfic and things like that. I kind of hope that there's scenes of them getting ready.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of hoping that it would give us, like, this really amazing Mary Margaret and Emma scene, you know, where she kind of, like, we already know she has her blessing, but, like, just that really touching moment,
mm-hmm.
like, mother-daughter moment, because you just know that, like, she'll have her moment with David.
Yeah.
Probably right as she walks down the aisle, you know?
I need David walking in at the end of this moment and getting his first glimpse of Emma as she's all dressed up.
And tearing up.
And just tearing up. Yeah, no, that's gonna be the money shot for me.
It can call back to the Camelot ball where Snow's, like, helping her get ready with, like, her little flower crown.
Yeah, just like
it
that.
It could be,
that
like, a
be
really
cute.
Nice callback. And
but not a flower
that
crown.
Moment.
No
flower crown.
How about a princess tiara, since she is Princess Emma?
Yes.
What
if it's the one, the tiara, Snow's tiara?
Yes,
her mom gave
her.
And then that her handmaid gave her for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
That would be so sweet. Aww.
I kind of want there to be a moment between David and Emma that I had with my dad before I walked down the aisle. It's like, you have this huge thing that's about to happen, and then my dad comes up and he's like, you know, he like takes my arm because he's about to walk me down, and he's like, you can still back out if you want to.
Like, oh my god, yeah. And then you can be like, he is a pirate.
Yeah, just like a cute little like funny moment.
But like, make it clear that David's like
joking. Right, yeah. Because that could also be like a cute like Captain Charming.
I think David loves Killian now. I mean, like, the bros for life now.
I want
to. David's like gonna be walking down the aisle, like, I wish it was me.
Rachel,
I want a moment between Killian and David, like where Killian's like really nervous and David walks in and he's like, "Calm down." Like, he just like brings him down because Killian's kind of like, or Mary Margaret calming Killian down. Like, I just want someone there for Killian because he has like nobody.
Like, I kind of want, like, Henry to be Killian's best man. Or, like, he can have, like, David and Henry as, like, his best men.
I never thought about that. Who's gonna be... Yeah.
Killian doesn't have anybody. Okay, guys?
Yeah, no, David's the best man. And then it's Henry after that. And, of course, Mary Margaret is going to be her matron of honor. So they're just gonna be standing there and not sitting together watching it. They're gonna be...
I want Elsa to come back.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Elsa needs to come back.
Yeah, like, Elsa, like, someone create a portal. Like, it's so easy
despite
to create
Gabby's
portals
hate
now.
Of Elsa.
Apparently, it's so easy.
Well, and you know what's great is, like, all of this was filmed in studios, so we don't know, like, who might pop up.
Yeah.
So there could
totally
be, like, surprise people.
Hashtag
respect
me.
the actress who plays Elsevo is heavily pregnant, so.
Oh.
You know, there are ways. There are ways around that. She could just, like, be
Disney,
holding, like,
Disney says no.
She could just be holding, like, this enormous bouquet to hide her baby bump.
Just carrying a watermelon for the reception afterwards. Watermelon.
She's just kind of filmed, like, only from, like, her shoulders up.
Yeah, it could be done.
It could be done. I mean, they didn't put Ginny's second pregnancy into once.
Yeah, that's good. We'll see.
So Kim is asking, do we think this will be more modern or Enchanted Forest style?
Because I just have this great blend. View. I have this great view of David in, like, an actual suit and not, like, Prince Charming garb, right? Like,
yeah, I think it's going to be more modern.
Yeah, I think it'll be modern with like, little fairy tale touches to it.
Like, maybe Mary Margaret is like, oh, it's a tradition in the Enchanted Forest to do this and do that. And then Emma's just like, what the fuck? Like, no, we're not having that at the wedding, Mom.
Oh, she's going to be like, I can just imagine Snow just, like, taking over, like, the planning of the wedding. Like, she becomes the star wedding planner. We can do this, we can do that, we can do this.
How do you feel about feathers?
And Emma's just going to be like,
How do you feel about a wig?
How do you feel about lots of tiny flowers in your rat's nest of a wig?
I can totally imagine Snow being like, all right, we're going to have, like, a horse-drawn carriage that you're going to walk in, and, like, there's going to be dogs and butterflies.
And get a headset.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they have a canopy, I don't care. That's all I care about. That's all I care. Like, yeah, and I mean, if it is kind of close to the style of Mary Margaret's and David's, I will cry, but we'll see. I have a lot of feelings on this.
Also, I kind of want Henry to, like, read something from the book, like a little passage about their love story, because I'll cry.
I really hope that Henry is heavily involved.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've really been needing that, him to be more involved in this whole process and, like, in having, like, Killian come into the family to be, like, his new stepdad. I need more of that. So I hope he has a big role.
Because they have established that, like, Killian and Henry are close, like, much more close than Henry and Robin were.
Yeah, we don't see it, but at least they acknowledge it, so we know that it's
canon.
But then, like, it aggravates me, because then they go back on it sometimes, and Henry's like, the whole, like, not, when his other brother, oh my god, can his other brother come back?
Where's Liam Captain Nemo and
Captain
William
Nemo,
Tuk
can those
back?
Be his, like, his groomsmen?
Can Nemo officiate since he can't?
Oh my god!
Oh my god, yeah.
That would be awesome!
He'd be so good at it, too.
He would.
Can Nemo and Granny hook up? Because that'd be hilarious.
I ship it.
I ship
Granny? No, I ship Granny and Happy now after...
Yeah, I do too.
After the convention.
What happened?
I posted a video on my new Instagram.
They serenaded each other, and then they kissed.
Yeah, they totally kissed.
Oh. Like, not pretend kiss, like, straight-up kiss.
Yeah. And Beverly's like, what happens in Vancouver stays in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, Beverly.
Beverly is a feisty lady.
She's great. She's really great. But yeah.
Where do we think it'll be? Like, do we think this is going to be, like, an inside or outdoor or...
Outdoor.
No, I kind of want it to be outdoor. They seem like an outdoor wedding type of couple.
Honestly, they seem like a courthouse type couple, but...
A love type couple.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure David and Snow will not let that happen.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
No, but I think they're going to get married at the convent. With all the shady fairies.
Oh, I always forget that, like, there's, like... actually
there
a church.
Is an actual church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, like, the church puzzles me.
Plus, I don't think they could really film the whole wedding outside.
I mean, the reception can be outside. Vancouver. I think the reception should be at the dock.
They could make, like, they could turn, like, the blue screen, green screen room into, like, an outdoor forest.
That's true. Yeah.
Lindsay, you got ideas?
Yes. So, I would like it to be by the water. Yeah. Because I think that scene a few seasons ago where Killian took Emma to the water because he'd hoped it'd calm her, and I think that's something they both connect with, I feel.
Yeah.
I think that would be very fitting for their wedding. And it's obviously, I can imagine, like, Snow inviting the whole town, so it's going to be quite a lot of people, a bit crazy. And she's a princess, of course, Princess Emma. But I think, as you were guys saying, it was filmed in a studio, so I think we can do it.
They could do that on the Jolly in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could. So maybe they can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was in the Captain Swan house. And then they had, like, the little tiny... Yeah,
in the backyard.
Oh, and then, like, Emma walks downstairs. And David meets her at the bottom of the stairs and, like, walks her out back.
Oh, that would be cute.
I think it's so cute when people get married, like, in their homes and, like, they, like, set everything up at the house and, like, do their own thing. I don't know why. I think it's cute.
I think it's because it's, like, that's their home that they're going to build together.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, Killian gave up his home because Emma's his home now. So as much as I like the fact that it would be by the water, I also feel like he's kind of letting that part of him go a little bit in a way. I don't know.
For Plus, David,
they have a great view of the water from the house.
They do. Also, for David, I'm torn between him being, like, not wanting it to be super extravagant and huge, but then him also being like, nothing is good enough for my daughter. Like, she needs to have the best of everything.
But David will secretly help them run away, a la Jim and Pam, when they need to get away and get married. Like,
at Vegas wedding style.
David would totally...
They need a Jim and Pam wedding.
Why would you do this to me?
Because Jim and Pam's wedding was perfect. But I'm telling you, David would totally run defense on Mary Margaret.
Yeah.
To make sure she didn't know. He'd be like, go. Go now.
Go.
What? Go. I'll stall your mother. Just go.
Save yourselves.
But Dave would totally do that for them.
Oh my god, like, and Henry will help, and it'll be, like, Operation something wedding.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a good operation name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could totally
see it happening. Operation Jim and Pam.
Yeah, Operation Jim and Pam, because... No, the veil is the one thing I could control. Sorry.
And he cuts his tie.
Tie in half. Wear a tie much.
For all you office people, you know.
I'm going to die alone surrounded by cats.
What do we think? What kind of music would she walk down the aisle to?
I imagine, like, very soft, like, string quartet. Or, like, a harp.
See, I honestly think it'll probably be... Oh,
like a boombox.
It is the musical episode. But if it wasn't a musical episode...
David's just gonna come out with, like, a little guitar.
Like, I honestly think it'd probably just be a really, like, the most beautiful rendition of the CS theme that Mark Isham has ever created.
Yeah. Damn you, Mark Isham.
Or, like, they just get Christina Perry to, like... They just ask her to use the words.
They probably would do, like, the words.
I wouldn't want that.
I know you wouldn't want that, but I'm saying I'm hedging my bets on what I think they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I really want Christina Perry to just be a guest at that wedding. Like, they kind of pan out and you see
can she be their wedding singer? Can she be their wedding singer?
Their wedding singer. Oh, gosh.
She would die. She would be so excited.
I'm a little nervous that this, because there's going to have to be some type of conflict, because it's once, and there can't just be, like, a happy episode.
What's
the drama, what's the conflict that's going to happen?
I feel like the Blackberry is going to crash.
I'm so nervous about it.
It'll probably parallel.
I don't want that pilot episode parallel. No, please, no.
That's probably what's going to happen.
No, I'll be actually furious if that happens. I'm not even kidding.
Like,
I will
please
be really
let
mad.
Them say their vows and let them be pronounced husband and wife before the drama occurs.
Yeah.
Like, let it happen at the reception.
Yeah.
Just, like, stop recycling storylines, guys. Come on.
Or the drama happens and they're trying to keep it from Emma and Killian so they don't know, so they can just get
like, I just imagine, like, Snow Charming and Henry, like, doing damage control the entire episode.
That would be great.
Like, I love the idea. Like, everybody, like, the entire town is doing damage control, just trying to get them down the aisle.
Yeah.
And Emma's, like, to her mom, like, is everything okay? And she's like, it's fine, we're so fine!
Like, shoving everything in the cupboard.
And then David comes up, pushes Snow into a cupboard, like, because she can't keep a secret.
Oh,
yes,
it's fine, we're so fine, guys. Like, everything's perfect.
Push her away! She can't keep a secret.
Wipe away the brow sweat.
Now all I can think about is Ben and Leslie's wedding and how everything went wrong. Oh my God. They just got married in the middle of their office with her paper dress with all of the things she did.
Oh. So,
can you not?
Super reception. How would you think? Who's going to be the drunken one?
Zelina. She's going to be vodka aunt.
Zelina. But also, I'd like to see Drunk Mary Margaret come back. Like,
yes!
Drunk Mary Margaret is a gift.
Did she wear her Viking helmet?
Oh my god. She, like, runs off
the Vikings. The Vikings might be invited. Buddies, let's have some more drink.
Oh my god. No, go ahead.
I want to be, like, every time Mary Margaret gets drunk, she brings up the Viking hat, so whenever you see her with a Viking hat, they're like, oh, Mom's drunk again.
It's like her very own lampshade.
Yeah.
Like, Emma's just like, oh my god, my mom's drunk again. God damn it. And Killian's just like, it's okay.
I think I need Zelina and Leroy getting really drunk and then just, like, making out in the corner.
Yeah, drunk.
And then her making, like, munchkin jokes, and he's like, I'm a
dwarf.
What if this is when Zelina sings her song?
It's just her, like, drunkenly, like, in the middle of the dance floor, like, all right, bitches, I got a song.
I really feel bad in this Chili's tonight.
What did you say, Sarah?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
I want her song to be, like, her drunken, like, put you guys together song. Like,
no, it needs to be like a "You're Welcome" from Moana. It needs to be "You're Welcome."
And she's just slurring her way through it.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
I made you kiss and lose your powers. You're welcome.
And everyone's just kind of standing there, like, should we? Stop
the microphone. And Killian's like, yeah!
Killian clapping with the hook. It. He's like,
yeah. He's like,
let this go on. Because this is wonderful.
No. Let's see where this goes.
Let's just let this happen.
And then at the end of the night, Dave and Killian are sauced and are just drinking some, like, shanty from the bar from the Enchanted Forest together.
Ethan's gonna be like, Matt, like, I love you, man. Like, you're my son-in-law now.
I love you, man, David.
Okay.
You made me your wife.
Killian's gonna call him dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
And he's just gonna keep making dad jokes.
Yeah.
I just want David to make one awful dad joke. Just one.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He has to. It's a wedding. It's, like, required for dads to
this is, like, ultimate dad joke opportunity.
He has made awful dad jokes before, though.
He has, yeah.
Has he?
Like, when she's like, are you trying to push me towards Neil for someone else? It's like, Emma, I'm a married man. That was just a total dad joke to me.
That was iconic. Yeah, no, forget.
Or when they come home from the date and he's like, some of us don't need to know.
Yeah.
See, but those aren't, like, dad jokes. Like, I'm talking, like, hi, hungry, I'm dad jokes. Like, truly awful ones.
So, wedding dancers. Who's dancing with who?
Well, obviously, Zelina and Grumpy are going to, inappropriately on the dance floor, and everyone's going to be like, where's the minute for that?
Are they gonna do the cha-cha slide and Cupid shuffle?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And the Macarena. No, oh my god, I want Emma and Henry to be, like, teaching them, like, all these dances, and everyone's just so lost and confused.
Like, they're gonna be like, alright guys, this
like
is the
like, the YMCA.
I don't know, I feel like at one point, drunk Leroy is gonna have to run in about whatever, like, drama they didn't get to shove down and keep in the closet for too long. Right? Like, they'll make it through the ceremony, but then he'll be like, everybody! And then, like, pass out drunk, like, Quirrell or something like that. Yeah.
True! In
I
the dungeon!
A father-daughter dance, where it starts out nice, and then they morph into, like, those crazy dances, and, like, they do, like, a montage of dance scenes, and then it goes back to, like, nice dancing.
I need that, because
have you guys seen those videos?
Like, a straight sentimental one, yeah. I'll sob.
Yeah,
I just sob at their father-daughter dance. Just fucking ugly cry the entire time.
Can Killian and Mary Margaret dance together? Since
yes, oh my god, I was just about
wait,
to say
no,
that.
No! This is when his mom shows up! I don't know how, but I need to find out
Calypso
shows up like, hey guys.
Calypso just shows up in the middle of the ceremony. What up,
Can Zeus show up and then, like, bring Liam for, like, a night? And whoever else Killian has lost that's, like, dead, and we'll just have his whole family come back to life.
Can we just pan to the underworld of them watching the wedding and them having their own, like, wedding celebration from, like, the underworld and, like, watching it?
Can we have this Adam back? Brennan, I just want him back, so it's just beautiful.
Such an asshole, though.
I know, but he's beautiful, so it's like, conflicted.
Is Arthur gonna be, like, looking up, like, that's my mate. He helped me.
Questing together
with Cruella on his lap.
I feel like Cruella's gonna be like, man, we missed out. Like, this party looks fucking great.
Even though she killed me.
Yeah.
Even though she killed me, she's getting turnt at this wedding.
Do we think Rumpel is gonna come to the wedding?
Ooh. Yes.
I feel like he'll just be brooding in a corner.
No, I think he's gonna be running damage control on whatever bullshit drama is going on. Like,
this is when Regina will actually be the savior, you know?
Yeah, she's the one who's, like, busting her butt
before.
Trying to, like, save everything so Emma can have, like, an actually nice wedding day. Which is, like, what true friends do. If they want to sell this friendship, do that.
I think that would be great if that happens. I like this idea. I really do. I got the hopes up now.
I know, I feel like I'm getting all my hopes up so high for this. I'm just going to be so
high.
I
love it!
The wedding will be like 5 minutes, you know?
Do you guys know how he said he broke his foot doing, like, the chair
like
thing?
Like the Gene Kelly chair thing?
Right. So I wanted to be him in, like, a montage song dance. Like, you know how when they go to get the garter belt? And then all the groomsmen have some synchronized dance thing going on. That's what I need. I need that. And I need that to be how he broke his foot.
Yes.
And, like, he comes down Emma, and then, like, then he goes under her skirt to get the garter belt.
It's going to be very naughty.
All right, Peter Griffin.
I just love those cheesy wedding videos, man. They always get me because they're just so ridiculous. And it's like, I'm too sexy for my shirt, or like Macho Man, and like, you know what I'm talking about.
So can we talk about dress ideas?
Mm-mm. I've been corrupted. I can't.
It's gonna be hard when I think everyone except two people have seen it.
Yeah,
that's true.
I've been corrupted. I'm sorry. I can't.
I have not been. I have not been corrupted.
Kim and I can talk about dress ideas.
So, but
I mean, we could talk about what we would have liked.
No, because it's gonna bleed in somehow.
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. I can't stop myself from.
So Ray and Kim, the floor is yours.
I mean, I'm really torn between her wearing like a short Leslie Knope dress. You know what I mean, like. And wanting her in Duchess Kate's dress, because I have such a hard-on for Duchess Kate and her wedding dress. So I'm really torn between either going super modern Leslie short dress or royal wedding.
Yeah, I would definitely lean more towards royal wedding. I also want her hair done like Wild Wild Horses and a tiara.
Oh, that is a really pretty hairstyle.
Yep. And then...
Oh, no comment.
It's kind of what I did to Sarah's hair in Bam, but like a slightly.
You did her hair so much in Bam.
Which I do one? My hair every day.
I want to see her in an updo. I want to see her in an updo because we never get to see her. She's either in a ponytail or she's got it down. So I want to see her with this.
Nice I'm such garbage for her princess curls. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I know, but how do you expect to put shit like bird shit in her hair if it's.
A little better.
I mean, I'm just thinking about how Snow's was a total fucking rat's bird's nest, and so that's why it happened.
Or if it wasn't updo, I wanted to be like a really, really soft updo, like a side bun with curls or something, or like mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. Like maybe like a half up, half down type thing.
I want to see her with like a fucking like, halo braid.
Hold on, with what?
A halo braid?
Oh,
because or like a la Princess Leia, like when she braided it on Endor, because they are Princess Leia and Prince Charles, so I would love to see her with some like Leia braids and shit.
See, the reason why I think it wouldn't just be down in curls is because it would look too much like her Camelot ball look.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, no, I don't want it just like all down. I want like something like pulled back and like
kind of like Princess Kate's hair from her wedding.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, half up, half down, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, obviously different, but Bingo I
has
like
beautiful hair.
Her hair flows.
Yeah.
She has
Lindsay,
such a
beautiful... will you tell Duchess Kate that I love her, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll pop around to her house for tea.
Appreciate it.
I'll do that, yeah. So,
if you can break Harry up and set him up with me, like, that would just be...
No, I'm sorry. No, Harry's mine. I'm sorry, but nah.
Wait, can we be polygamous? Can we share him? Because I'm okay sharing him.
I'm pretty
you.
Sure the queen would frown upon that.
I'm pretty sure she's progressive enough to understand that
the queen
Harry
seemed
needs
pretty
more
cool.
Than one...
Yeah,
she is Harry needs
cool, yeah.
more than one woman to satisfy him, and Lindsay and I can do that.
I think the queen should be in charge at country. Forget this fucking Prime Minister, Theresa May. Fuck her.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, Lindsay.
Or like, why can't Justin Theroux be the Prime Minister of Canada and England?
Oh,
because
why can't
they
Justin
want to be in power?
Be like the Prime Minister of the world. He's
fucking
doing a great job.
It's like, oh, we'll do an election before Brexit happens, so we know if it goes wrong, you can't do anything about it. Ha ha ha! It's all good.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
Oh, I have a lot of feelings about this. I'm sorry.
I mean, at least you don't have a cheeto running your country.
At least you're not about to get
like,
bombed by North Korea.
Well, this
anyways,
yeah, and
not
I live in Los Angeles. Like, we're
they can't,
prime.
Justine, don't
like,
worry. They can't get anything off the ground. It either blows up before it tries to launch, or it doesn't even make full lift off of the launch pad. You're okay.
True.
You're safe. Promise.
At least for
Thank
a few
you.
More years.
I feel better now.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
So I Wedding. Think Emma would have like a sweetheart neckline.
Oh, those are the best.
And I kind of wanted to be strapless just because JMO's arms are so nice. Or like
no,
the
no,
off-shoulder
want...
gentle sleeve, like the soft
yeah,
lace
I can imagine
off-shoulder
wearing
ones.
Something like a slight off-the-shoulder, like very delicate.
Kind of
I
like...
think lace sleeves would be perfect because then you could get
or,
a
yeah.
short neck. And then you could, like, accentuate her gorgeous-as-fuck arms with
yeah.
beautiful lace sleeves.
And nice, like, beading or embroidery or whatever, like, design. No. Nice and subtle.
Yeah.
And then I want her skirt, like, I want, like, not quite, like, an asymmetrical one.
That's
but
a ball gown.
I love, just, like, the red ball gown skirt. It had
yeah.
just enough
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would like it to be more, overdone. Like, that softer material, like in the video, which
like
people
organza?
Don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about organza.
And I don't want it to be pure white. I do not like pure
I
white
love
ball
ivory.
Gowns. Yes, ivory.
It's
I was
so
ivory
cool.
or like cream.
Yeah.
Ooh, but I could totally see her in a blush dress as well.
I love blush dresses.
I am obsessed with blood.
Because it
dresses.
Would tie in with her date dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, obsessed. Like, I know none of you probably watch this, but Jessa Duggar's wedding dress
yes.
is what I want 100% for my stunning. Wedding. It was so beautiful. And you can wear a real bra with it. Like, come on. These D's are not going to hold themselves up in a strapless
oh,
wedding
yeah.
gown. sorry, not sorry.
Jen doesn't have that problem, though.
That's true. That's true.
What do you think Killian's going to wear? That's an interesting question.
Ooh,
I want his military uniform. I want him to bust it out of his sea chest.
With the taco hat?
No. Fuck you and your fucking taco hat. No taco hat. But like
that's part of the uniform, Kim.
Fuck you, they're inside. You take off your cover when you're inside. So
Kim knows I shit, yo.
So I need to see him bust out his military uniform, because you know he's still got it in the bottom of that sea chest. You know.
He like never throws anything out.
He threw the jacket in the water.
Yeah, he threw that out.
He did probably has copies of it.
No, he didn't get another one.
Why would he get another one? He's a pirate. Because no, you don't have just one.
I'm sure they gave them more than one uniform to use.
Yeah, because it's been like 300 years. I'm sure it'll have gone a bit awful by now.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Then they remake it. You're ruining Kim's headcanon.
I want his dark hook jacket that touches the ground.
Oh, with the red vest of sex.
Yeah, but like,
see, I want like a variation on the Prince Charles outfit with the tan leather jacket and the super tight pants.
I did love this,
but Colin loves. But what in like Enchanted Forest style? Like, what about a modern style?
I would say like a navy pinstripe suit. I would die.
That would be amazing.
Well, can we give him a fedora and go like 1940s gangster here?
No.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
I feel like he could really rock, like, that gang, and, like, slip his hair slick back.
As long as it fits well, I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah. I also like the idea of an all-black tuxedo, like what he wore to Monte Carlo a couple years ago.
I don't...
No.
I'm not a fan of all... Well, I only like all-black when it's with a tie, and...
Yeah, I don't like the bow tie.
Like, sometimes when I watch the Oscars and they do, like, the black shirt, the black jacket, and the black bow tie, but I like the tie because it makes it look so much more sleek. And, like, kind of like Johnny Cash-esque.
Yeah. I kind of want a, like, modern...
Yeah, I agree with
you. I don't like bow ties. I'm sorry.
I love bow ties. I'm sorry. I do.
I like bow ties with certain outfits.
I like
bow
ties, but I don't like... Suspenders are my kink, okay? Do not judge me. Bow tie and suspenders are my kink.
If he has suspenders, I'll die.
I mean... And his sleeves, takes off his jacket and then rolls his sleeves up to the elbow, so you got that forearm point. Oh my god, I'm done.
Oh my god.
But it looked better with a tie.
Nah. I like bow ties with that.
All alone.
Wait.
Some forearm porn.
I do no
tie. Take no tie button. And no bow tie. Yeah, and then unbutton it.
V.
Can't handle this.
You just know Snow is gonna like make him button his shirt for his own wedding though.
Can that please be a scene? In the reception, it's fine. Yeah. So, like, he'll be fine. All done up for the wedding.
But
then
make him button his shirt all the way up for the ceremony.
Would Emma have a veil or no veil?
No veil.
I think she would have a veil, but, like, not a huge one. Like, a really delicate, soft one.
I don't want a veil on her.
I don't want a veil on her either. I'm not a fan of veils, but I think she'd probably wear one. I didn't wear
because
one.
Because it's traditional. I feel like Snow would probably want her in a veil.
Yeah, Snow didn't have one. Oh, true.
That's true. That is true.
Theirs was not very much, like, not traditional wedding.
Well, yeah, because they had it in front of his dying mother.
Well, I mean, that's the real wedding, but then the one, like, in episode in the pilot, she didn't have a veil either.
No, she just wore a bird's nest instead.
It was, like, not really what I would have pictured for, like, their royal wedding, you know, even for Enchanted Forest, it was just not what I mean, I like it, but it's not what I would have pictured.
It's gonna be the wedding that Snow wanted because at that time of the pilot, they've still got the threat of the evil queen, but Snow, yeah. I think Snow would be so adamant of like, no, I need you to have a wedding I never had. Yeah. I don't care about this black fairy bullshit. You're doing it. You're having the full works.
If she had a veil, I would want it to be super, super soft and have, like, the delicate beading on the bottom that, like, matches her dress or lace or whatever.
I can imagine her in, like, a really delicate, like, fingertip-length veil, but, like, she doesn't have it over her face. It just kind of
flows gently
down from her hair.
And I don't like when it spreads out on the shoulders either. Like, Yeah. When it, like, just sits in the back of your head and it's, like, very soft and...
It kind of almost, really... like, flows with your own hair into the back of the dress.
Yeah. That's the only time I'm, like, okay with the veil.
Even if she came out in, like, a burlap bag, we'd be like, she looks so beautiful.
She's so gorgeous.
I can't believe she looks this beautiful.
Jenna emailed us some of her headcanon since she couldn't be here today.
All right, Jenna.
And she commented on Emma's hair. She says she wants it to be up and away from her face so that Killian can see his future wife's beautiful smile. She wants David to walk her down the aisle, no ifs, ands, or buts. She wants the ceremony to be near or overlooking the sea. All of Killian's rings from his pirate's days to be removed so that the only ring he wears now is his wedding band.
Quite loud. Yeah.
Oh, see, I kind of like if he kept some of his pirate rings just as, like, to show, like, how he used to be.
How far he's come.
Yeah.
How he went from being that man to the man he is now.
Mm-hmm. Like, next to his wedding ring. So it's, like, kind of like a reminder of, like, look how far you've come.
And then she has one last one that says, this final one, which I actually featured in my wedding fic permission that is near and dear to my heart, was that engraved on the inside of Emma's wedding band was to the end of the world, and on the side of Killian's it reads, or time.
Oh.
That'd be cute.
That'd be really cute. That'd be so cute. Guys, I'm so hyped for this wedding and musical episode.
Watching it for you.
When I think about that this is the musical episode, the only song that pops in my head is from the third Aladdin movie, where everyone in the cast is singing about how Aladdin and Jasmine are finally getting married. It's this whole song, and I just, like, want that song to play. It's like, Killian and Emma are finally getting married. It only took, like, how many years?
I was so annoyed with Colin when he posted that thing, and he's like, go into the chapel, gonna get... And, like, I had that song stuck in my head for, like, a week.
Yeah, same here, same
here. I was like, Colin! Damn you!
Colin, no.
What kind of cake do you think they have?
Probably chocolate.
Chocolate with whipped cream and cinnamon on the top layer. On the top
Or maybe, like, a rum cake.
I was about to say, like, a rum cake.
Rum.
And does he have his groom's cake? Like, that Emma made for him? Like, you know how, like, they have, like, groom cakes?
It's in the shape of the Raleigh jolly.
Dodger.
Yeah.
What, they get Ace of Cakes to come and do it?
Yes. Yes. Do you, like, when they do a toast, they do, like, a champagne toast, do, like, a rum toast instead?
Aww. That'd be cool. The speeches. I can't wait for the speeches.
Oh, yeah, the speeches.
Oh, my God. If David does a speech, I'll cry.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
No, it's going to be like a post-it note wedding, like in Grey's Anatomy.
Shut up,
you keep referencing shows I don't watch. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, come on, love. Rachel's about to cry because she knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I just think that it's kind of like in the same thread of them running away and David running defense on for him that they're going to run away and they're just going to have this moment by themselves with Nemo at the docks. And, like, so Nemo wasn't supposed to officiate. Like, Archie was supposed to officiate. And so then they're just going to go run over to the docks and have Nemo marry them, like, a post-it note wedding and just...
Shut up, Kim. Shut up.
That's going to be it.
Stop talking. You don't understand my Grey's Anatomy Meredith feels right now, okay?
I feel like this is the first and only time I will ever make Rachel cry. I'm just saying. If the shit is hitting the fan, you will get your them married in the middle of a battle with, like, fucking Nemo officiating from the other ship, and they're on the jolly, like, fighting this epic, like, scene, like, battle on the water because we do this thing and we make these allusions to other Disney films. Like, it's totally within the realm of possibility that they're... big wedding gets interrupted by Leroy running in screaming and then they have to go to battle and then they just get married in the middle of all the shit.
I'd be okay with that.
Which
I'd also be really okay with a post-it note wedding.
I mean, but that's effectively a post-it note wedding in Enchanted Forest, right? Like, that would be, like, the closest thing to a post-it note wedding they could have.
Now I'm just, like, hearing the Meredith theme song in my ears right now and I'm just not okay.
I thought you wanted me to be on the angst train. I finally That's get too on the much. Angst train.
There's angst, and then there's Merdare. Okay.
No, Ray. No, you bastardist. You bastardist, Ray.
You brought this upon yourself.
I'm sorry, Ray. You asked for it.
Did you watch Grey's Anatomy, Lindsay?
No. No.
Okay, so you don't even know. You guys so don't
I
even felt, understand.
I felt like I'm like fluffy, killing Joes and a cat kind of shit. That's what my level is.
So, any other final headcanons that you need to get off your chest?
It's going to be beautiful.
Can the very last, like, shot be of them alone in the CS house on their wedding night? And then just having a quiet moment together?
Oh!
And we just still in their wedding clothes?
And like, Emma in the bedroom. Emma says, finally, we're alone.
Yes. Yes.
I need him to carry her over the threshold. And her beautiful dress is trailing, and he's in a suit and tie. And...
But it's, like, halfway off, because he's like, nah, I can't deal with this many buttons.
Yeah, but his jacket's already off, and he's just in his undershirt.
Suspenders.
Suspenders, and bow tie haphazardly untied. And...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I need them, like, stealing the food. And, like, going somewhere, like, do you want to get out of here? And then they just, like,
on the roof.
Steal all, yeah. Oh, and they take all the food and the booze.
Jesus. Let's move on to Rex for the week. Who has one? Raise your hand. Lindsay? You're at the top of my box.
Oh, hello. So, I have a fanfic, of course, by Library Bell. It's called Recipe for Disaster. Michelin star chef Killian Jones is surprised when he sees social worker Emma Swan eating alone in his restaurant. After a short meal together, he is spellbound. Only problem is, she's dating his sous chef.
Angsty.
Ooh, and
it's a fun, easy read. It's completed, so that's convenient. Alright, pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Justine?
So I have another food-related one. It's called Out of the Frying Pan by... Hold on, my computer decided to be weird and be slow. Fuck. But anyway, so it's a Food Network AU... Where Emma is, she's a Food Network chef, but her time slot recently got moved to super early on a weekend morning. And so she's like, her manager is like, well, fuck, like, this isn't good. So she joins, like, this Food Network competition, and one of the competitors is Killian, who is an Iron Chef, and he's looking to expand his own restaurant, and he thinks that winning this competition will... help him succeed in that. So it's slow burn. It's kind of competitors to like kind of friends. And there's food. And who doesn't love food? And it's by Welp This Is Happening on AO3.
I hate food. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Rachel, are you hungry?
Biggest lie.
Yeah.
I've got my tea yet. I need my tea. Wait for you guys to answer.
Gabby?
Mine's a fan video. Look at Emma, Always By Your Side by XX Kasana XX. Very angsty. Everyone should watch it.
What's the song?
I think it's just a music. It's a.
Instrumental?
No. Yeah, instrumental. There you go.
Kim?
So I don't have one. Because I am staying away from any and all Tumblr, fanfic, Twitter, everything. So I am still remaining completely pure and unsullied. So
I don't have spoilers. Okay.
Rachel, do you have one?
I do have one. It's called Why Does It Hurt So Much? Hook and Emma 5'11".
Jesus.
Oh my god.
I think the title says it all.
Wait, is this a video or a fic, or what is this?
It's a video. And it's by Miss Catherine Pierce.
Of course.
Oh, right, there you go.
And then there's this other one that I just saw in the recommendations, and Kim will get it because it's Hook and Emma. Did you say it? Yeah. And I need to watch that one for right now. It's a Grey's Anatomy quote, so you know they put that voiceover over it, Kim.
No, they didn't. Oh.
Yeah, I bet you they did. I haven't watched it yet, but that's on Mundo. Anyways, that's my rec. And it's by Miss Catherine Pierce, but I think I already said that, but now I said it again, so.
Now we know for sure.
For sure.
All right, that is all for this week. Thank you guys for listening. You can find us on all of our social media, OUACS Podcast, on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, WordPress, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can like and subscribe to us on iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts. We are also on YouTube as well. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.